Hey everyone, it's Taylor Ree, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. You know that feeling when you walk into a room full of people, maybe at a networking event or even just your friend's birthday party, and suddenly your confidence takes a nosedive? Like, your brain throws in every possible worst-case scenario and you start second-guessing everything about yourself. Well, guess what? The feeling is totally normal. But here's the kicker. It doesn't have to rule your life. Especially not when it comes to sales and marketing. Today, we're diving headfirst into building confidence in those areas because, let's be real, they can be intimidating. It's about pitching your ideas, connecting with people, and sometimes even facing rejection. But listen closely because I'm about to give you 5 key takeaways that are going to change your game. First up, know your stuff. This might sound obvious, but true confidence comes from deep understanding. The more you know about what you're selling or marketing, the more comfortable and persuasive you'll be. Think of it like this. Would you trust a mechanic who doesn't know how to change a tire? Probably not, right? So, do your research, become an expert in your field, and let that knowledge fuel your confidence. Next up, practice makes perfect. Remember that awkward first time you tried to speak in public? Yeah, me too. But the more we practice, the easier it gets. The same goes for sales and marketing. Practice your pitch, rehearse your elevator speech, and even role play with a friend or family member. The more comfortable you feel, the less room there is for self-doubt to creep in. Thirdly, focus on building genuine connections. Forget the hard sell, it's all about creating real relationships. Listen attentively to what people are saying, ask insightful questions, and show genuine interest in their needs. People can smell a fake from miles away, so be authentic and let your passion shine through. Remember, sales and marketing aren't just about making transactions, they're about building trust and creating value for others. Fourth, embrace rejection as part of the journey. It's inevitable, folks. Not every pitch will be successful, and that's okay. Don't let a few no's derail your entire day or week. Instead, view each rejection as an opportunity to learn and grow. Ask for feedback, analyze what might have gone wrong, and use it to refine your approach. Remember, even the most successful salespeople face rejection, it's all about how you bounce back. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Every closed deal, every positive review, every new connection, it all counts. Take the time to acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself a pat on the back. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building confidence and keeping you motivated. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah, who was absolutely crushing it as a freelance marketing consultant. She had this incredible ability to connect with clients, understand their needs, and deliver results that blew them away. But there was this one project, a major campaign for a well-known brand that she really wanted to win. She put her heart and soul into the proposal, researched everything meticulously, and even practiced her pitch until it fell second nature. But then came the rejection email. It hit her hard, making all those doubts and insecurities resurface. Instead of letting it get her down, Sarah did something amazing. She turned that rejection into fuel for her fire. She asked for feedback, analyzed what might have gone wrong, and used it to sharpen her skills even further. Fast forward a few months, and guess what? She landed the project with an even bigger, more prestigious brand. Her confidence soared because she learned from every experience, both wins and losses. Listen closely because this is crucial. Remember your worth, know your value, and never underestimate yourself. You've got this. Take these 5 key takeaways, know your stuff, practice like a pro, build genuine connections, embrace rejection as a learning opportunity, and celebrate those wins and watch your confidence skyrocket in sales and marketing. Go out there and make it happen. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost of confidence. See you tomorrow for another Stoic Morning Reset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.